Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, good morning to you. How's your day going? Happy Friday.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, happy Friday.
Yeah, of course, I'm doing well. So, you know, of course, we were speaking yesterday and we got disconnected. I don't know if your phone died or what happened.
Yeah, it did. I just plugged it in and went on about my day, man. Okay, I still got to run a business at the end of the day.
No, I understand that for sure.
I got your voicemails. I looked you guys up on Better Business Bureau, and I see nothing but bad reviews, Paul. Is there a reason for that?
You know, we for our BBB reviews, I don't know why they're all bad. We've got almost 600 five-star reviews on Google. So, you know, we've been around since 2004. We've got good reviews.
I remember you saying 18 years. I remember
you saying 18 years. We've got, you know, most of our reviews are good reviews. We've got, I think it's a 4 stars overall with almost 600 Google reviews. Most of the bad reviews that we've got are people that didn't really give our service an opportunity to work. You know, they might have tried it for a week or something. They might have come from a lead-based service thinking their phone was going to ring right away. You know, I've seen some weird bad ones, like, you know, a lady who made requests for her website to be changed, and she got an automated email saying, "We'll get to it," and the order received. Obviously, we get a lot of requests. She was like,
right.
Why should I have to wait? You know, I'm paying for my service. And it's like, wow, you know, so is everybody else. So, I mean, you know, the people that give our service a try, they love it. You know, I've been with the company myself for 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. I actually do have clients that have been with me from the very beginning. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, you know, 14, 16 years. So,
Right.
I definitely know that the people who give our service an opportunity to work, they love the service. I mean, you know, we can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. I mean, obviously.
No, I understand that.
It's not a lead-based service.
The biggest red flags for me were, like the websites were generic. Nothing was, like, professional about them. They're just basic-ass websites. And then, like, and then one of them was like, well, my thing, Paul, was I was looking for a good review amongst all the bad ones. I just needed one good one, and I couldn't find one. You know what I'm saying? And that was like a major red flag for me. Me sold on the month-to-month. I mean, what do you lose, really, if it's month-to-month? You know, it's no obligation. I'm just in the position right now that, like, I paid so much money every month for workman's comp, general liability, payroll, tax accounting, that this little shit on the top would it'd be enough to send me over, you know what I'm saying, if it didn't work out, because I'd be wasting my money. I'm already at $1,200 in expenses a month in a business, and I bring in about $8,000 a month without needing any marketing. That's just by me, word of mouth.
You know, if I can do this, I know I've got you at 149, which is actually the
right
I can go, but there was still a $50 setup.
$50, yep.
If I can waive the entire setup fee, you know, not just, you know, the $49 out of the $99, if I can waive the entire $99 setup fee, just do it for the $149 out the door. I mean, obviously, you know, we're still building a website for you. We're still creating almost 70 different destinations and directories, verifying your listing, cleaning up any inaccurate information out there. You know, we're not going to make a profit on that $149. We're actually still
No.
You know.
Well, if you can, I tell you what, Paul, if you can send me an email or a text of like how your guys' websites look, and I can see that, and how like mine's gonna be, I have no problem paying the setup fee, the $149. I have no problem committing. It's just I wanna see what I'm committing to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I got it in my head that my website's gonna not look cool, or it's gonna look janky, and it's nothing on your guys' end. It's just all the reviews I've seen. It's just a major red flag for me.
Right. You know, some people get fixated on the website, but then something like an AdIQ or a 411 Local, I mean, they'll build a website, but they don't create any contents off-page. You know, there's no directories to support that website, so you end up overpaying for a website that no one ever sees. Our main focus is to get you on that first page. And on a month-to-month with no setup fee, you know, the websites that we build, they are Google compliant, they're mobile optimized, they're conversion driven, and I mean, if you've ever seen a Google My Business website, a website that Google builds for companies that don't have one, it is a plain white background. Maybe there's photos on it, maybe there's not, just usually some bullet points of the services and a phone number. That's already Google compliant, Google makes it. But what Google cares more about is the directory submissions. I mean, Google downplayed the importance of a website in ranking, you know, when people started doing more searches online than, you know, on mobile devices than on traditional searches. So, you know, having a fancy website that no one sees doesn't help you at all, and yet all you really need is, you know, something that people can look at. So the websites that we include, and I'm trying to send you the emails I'm talking here, the websites that we include on that month-to-month, you know, with no setup fee and a free website, you know, they are one-page websites. We do custom websites for our clients that will commit to a three-month prepay, because it takes us about 2 or 3 weeks to do a custom website. The landing pages we offer on the month to month take us about 3 or 4 business days to create. So I'm sending you out this information now. I've got cherrybrad3@gmail.com as that
yes, sir.
That email. Okay.
Yes, sir. And money's not an issue. I mean, like, I don't want to get waived setup fees and then people look at my account and be like, well, he's waiving setup fees, let's not do him good things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay with paying the money for the quality of service. You see what I'm saying? As long as I'm getting that quality. Like, I know a website's going to cost me over $2,000 if I have to have anybody make it, and then let alone have to pay for a domain on the internet. I'm willing to pay that because I want that. You see what I'm saying, Paul? I have no problem paying for your guys' services. It's just I'm going to need that return. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely understand. Yeah,
If I pay 3 months up and then you guys really don't do my website, like all your reviews say, and then I'm fucked out of fucking, you know, $450 for 3 months for nothing that I could just put towards Wix and build the website.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you. I mean,
I'm not trying to insult you by any means, Paul, so please don't think I am. I'm just, I got red flags in my head everywhere right now. I don't know who to trust when I get a phone call, because 9 times out of 10, people just want the money. They don't really care about providing the service, you know, like, it's just a hard field to play in, you know what I'm saying? I haven't used any market. I paid for Home Advisor once and I shut it off within a week, but that was the only marketing tool I've used, and I've been going smooth on my own.
Right.
And I mean, I have no problem. Keep on rolling the way I'm rolling. I'd like to get more business, but I don't want to waste money. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, absolutely. No, I completely get it.
So you can tell me truthfully, Paul, that your company is committed. They don't fuck people over, yada, yada, stuff like all them bad reviews we're saying.
Right. I mean, you know, I've seen reviews where, like, people says, oh, you know, I tried to cancel and then they billed me after the fact. And I mean, I used to actually work in the client support department back in the day, and reviews like that are just ridiculous. I mean, we do want to actually talk to somebody who wants to cancel. It happened several years ago, but we found out after we canceled an account that it was actually the guy's ex-wife who sent us an email from our client's email saying that they wanted to cancel. The guy calls us up and he says, "Why? What happened? I'm not on the first page anymore." And we says, "Well, you canceled about 3 weeks ago." And we find out after the fact that it wasn't actually the owner who was requesting the cancellation. So ever since then, we do request that we actually speak with you, which is why, like I said, you know, you have to call in at least 3 days before your billing date to prevent charges to your next month of service. We'd actually want to speak with you. But I do know that even if you forget and it bills and you're like, you call the day or the day after, a few days after, you say, "Look, I wanted to cancel last week. I forgot," or whatever the case might be. I mean, I know that we will cancel the service. There's no questions asked or fees involved at that point. We would refund that most recent payment. So some of those reviews I know are crazy and nonsense, you know. So like I said, I've been with the company for a long time. I have a lot of clients that have stayed with it because it works. So I definitely know I mean, at 149, we're not breaking even. You know, we have to earn your business for several months. We've been around since 2004. We can't stay in business that long if we're not getting our clients on that first page. We can't just charge payment, blow our cost, and still keep our doors open, you know.
You're right. So this is what I'll do, Paul. I'll go ahead and commit to the 149, man. And in a couple weeks, I'll go ahead and pay up for the first couple months. So I'm paid up 3 months, and then
you can absolutely do that.
You guys can do for me on the website. I'll show you a little bit of commitment if you guys show me a little bit of commitment. You know what I'm saying?
That is fair. That's absolutely more than fair. I mean, you know, sometimes say, you know, just give us 1% of your faith and your trust and that first month, and we will earn the rest of it. So I've got everything that I need on my end. We do still need to schedule the client interview for today. And then, let me see where we got disconnected, if I can not waste your time by starting over with the voice verification. I'm pretty sure we're about halfway through it. So we were right at the payment portion of it, and I'm okay with waiving your setup fee if you don't mind. We're not going to reduce the quality of our service because you didn't pay a setup fee. I said, we have to earn your business anyway. So I'll go ahead, since that's where we are right now, is I'll waive that remaining $50 off of the $99 setup fee. So it actually is about where we left off before when the call got disconnected. So your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, because I'm going to waive it all together, will be charged today then, the 24th of June, in the very discounted total amount of $149.00. And that $149 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we are including that website at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And of course, as I mentioned, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $149. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is an exact amount. Now, it is offered at will. Completely, month to month, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Mr. Cherry, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, like I said, is because we are closed on the weekend, but I did already mention it, and I can do it on that recorded voice verification. If you forget, if you call us the day or the day after, within that first week, usually after your payment had billed, wanting to cancel, we would refund that payment, but at that point it is a refund situation. Bank to bank, it could take 48 or even up to 72 hours to reflect on your account. But we would still do that. But like I said, to prevent charges to your next month, we do ask that you call us, you know, at least 3 days before your billing date. And today is Friday, so your billing in the future may end up on a weekend. So, like I said, just give us a call a few days prior, and we can make those changes for you. So, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. So like I said, it would just be the $149. I'm going to waive the entire setup fee. Mr. Cherry, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you, Brad?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. And is it Brad Cherry on the card? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
Nope.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Yep. 4412.
Okay.
8100-2216-1489.
All right, and then the expiration month and year?
0425.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
440.
you said 440, 440 on the back?
Yep, 440, yep.
Okay, and then that was 03 or March of 2025, the expiration. And then, Brad, the 04. Card itself, the 04?
Yeah, 04-25.
Gotcha, 04 or April of 2025. And then the card was at 4412-8100-2216-1489.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And does that bill at your home address, your residence, the 5624 Younger Drive?
No, it doesn't. It bills to another address that I got.
Is it still in Columbia?
Yeah, it's still in Columbia, yep.
Is that zip still 65202?
Yep.
What is, just for consistency, what is the actual street address then of that card for the billing?
It's 65 East Hackberry Boulevard.
Okay, I know where Hackberry is. I used to live in Columbia. I don't anymore. You said 65.
Did you live here?
Yeah, I did. Parker Street, not Stevens Lake Park. I can't remember now. It was years ago. You said 65 Hackberry?
Yeah, 65 East Hackberry Boulevard. Yep.
Okay. Hackberry. It's all one word, right?
Yep, all one word.
Hackberry Road? Street?
No, that's Boulevard. It's like a loop. It's at the very north of Columbia off of Rangeline.
Right, off of Rangeline, yeah. So I've got 65 Hackberry, 65 East Hackberry, still the same zip code. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you've
okay.
got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Give me 1 second.
No
All right,
problem.
What do you got?
So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And, Brad, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, we will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you will receive that email in about a minute or so to our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Other than that, the only other order of business on my end at this point is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. The next available is in about an hour and a half at 11 o'clock. The last available would be at 5 o'clock. There's quite a few spots in between there. Did you want something early or midday?
Can you do like 11:30 or noon? That'd be perfect for me.
We can do noon. Yeah, we schedule by the hour, but we can do 12 until 1. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 12, get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. You'll receive a reminder email at 11, an hour prior. Our automated system will send out that reminder. And in just about a minute here also, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Really more for your record. It's going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G on there. Sometimes people ask me what that means.
Yeah, I'm on here.
And you can respond to it or not. It's really up to you. Like I said, it's really more for your records. And then did you receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out
yeah,
by now?
I'm on the text.
Okay, so the text goes right where we want it to go. The email's got the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, which is where the text message should open up, unless you're looking at the welcome text. The system sends them all at the same time. But if you're looking at the one that says local splash terms of experience at the top with the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, Brad, is that what you see?
Yeah, I just went ahead and signed, too. Wasn't I supposed to do that?
So, no, that's okay. I mean, if it's asking you for a username and a password, that's the very next step here. Okay, so I can give you the username. There is no password set up just yet. In fact, you don't actually have to worry about trying to put in your username and password at this point. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. And the automated system thinks it's already up and running. It also thinks you're trying to log in, so it's asking you to do that. Like I said, if you were able to put in a password at this point, it would give you an error message because your tracking system hasn't been activated yet. We'll get that going with the client interview. And then in the next day or so, once everything is activated, we'll officially text you out your username and your password. It's a default password. You can change it any way you like. I did just send the calendar invite. It does have your username. Your username is simply the business phone number, area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just 636-279-9477. Once you get your default password, you can change that password once you're able to log into your account. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Our client interview team, someone from that department, will be giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after noon. And I'm still going to send you out that email as soon as I get off the phone here. And that way you can have a little bit more information about our custom websites and things like that. But other than that, I do welcome the opportunity to get this going for you. We really are looking forward to proving it to you and earning your business 1 month at a time.
I appreciate it, Paul. I'm willing to give it a run. Let's see what we can do, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Cherry. Brad, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend and expect that phone call just a few minutes after 12 o'clock.
Yep. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Brad. Take care. Have a good one, sir.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.